Workaholics, that's how one Belfast City Councillor has described new road markings in Belfast City Centre. Councillor Jim Rogers, we haven't spoken to him in a while. Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. Nice to hear your voice.
It's always the better for hearing from you. Now, you're not happy.
No, I'm most unhappy, and it's not just me. It's many motorists who cannot understand this new road marking in Oxford Street. Now, you may not be aware, for the last 2 weekends, Oxford Street was closed for resurfacing. Contractors have done a brilliant job. The bus lane has been removed, but the inside lane...
The bus lane's been removed?
The bus lane has been removed.
Oh, really? Yes. I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. Now...
Why has the bus lane been removed?
Well, you may ask the Department for Infrastructure why it's been removed.
That's interesting.
But the inside lane that runs alongside the Lagenside courts and also the law courts, there's a marking right at the junction of Chichester Street. Now, you will be aware the Chichester Street is closed, it's pedestrianised, and it was closed several years ago because of the number of provisional IRA attacks on the law courts.
Yeah.
And I, along with a group of councillors, tried desperately hard to get it reopened. We eventually succeeded. Senior police officers in Belfast agreed. The Lord Chief Justice at that time, he also was in support, and it was eventually opened. But only a few weeks after the opening, there was another bomb. It had to be closed again. Now, the arrow on the road states City Centre and points you right into Chichester Street. And it's a dead end. It's pedestrianised.
Right.
So I want an explanation why this arrow is pointing in this direction. It's causing confusion, traffic slowing up, thinking, oh, I can turn right there now. And you can't. So the
Does the sign point right?
Pardon?
Does the sign, this new sign on the road, does it point to the right?
It points to the right. In other words, it says City Centre, points to the right, and it's right in the middle of where Chichester Street would be.
So, hold on a minute. Are you telling me that they've put down a new sign that points to the right to somewhere where you can't go?
Exactly. And then
it couldn't be.
Oh, absolutely. It's there. Further along, there's another sign, which is fine. But why did they need a sign in the first place? If they wanted a sign pointing to the City Centre, it should have shown the arrow going straight, not to the side.
I can see it here. I'm reading page 11 of the Belfast Telegraph. So there it is. It's pointing somewhere you can't go.
And Department for Infrastructure, and unfortunately, they're very difficult sometimes to deal with. They're a law unto themselves. Even whenever there was a minister in place, they are adamant it's not. It's in the right place.
So in other words, what they're saying is that it's telling you to turn right at the end of the road.
Yes, but why would you put it right in the middle of where Chichester Street is? If you want people to know the City Centre is to the right, then you would move the sign further along in the direction of May Street or before you come to Chichester Street. And a lot of people have been talking about it. Some have contacted me and other public representatives, and at first I thought it was a wind-up until I went to see myself on Monday, and I just couldn't believe it. So I would hope through your programme and yourself, Stephen, you could influence the Department for Infrastructure to get this sign sorted out right away.
But the Department of Infrastructure are disagreeing with you, Councillor. They're saying the following. The directional arrows on the newly resurfaced Oxford Street between Queensbridge and the courts have been applied as designed to encourage correct lane discipline on the approach to the traffic signals at May Street. The road markings applied reflect the final lane layout, which will be in place for the commencement of Belfast Rapid Transit Glider services in September.
Yes, but they still shouldn't have the arrow pointing to the right. The arrow should be pointing straight on. That's where the confusion is.
Yes, because
is.
If you're in that right hand... Look, I'm looking at this, okay? So if you're in that right hand lane, you know you're turning, because you have to turn... Because if you're in that lane, you can't do anything but turn right. at the end of the road. Okay?
Yes.
So that where that arrow is, certainly some people might think, okay, I can go right here. So if they turn right where the arrow shows, what do they drive into, Jim?
They drive into the curb stones. Right? Now, people like me who uses that route quite a lot, I know the area well, but there's other people, take visitors.
Yes.
From different parts of Northern Ireland or the Republic of Ireland or coming from Great Britain or parts of Europe or the world, maybe in a hire car. They're completely lost. And to me, I don't understand why the directional arrow is pointing to the right. Now, can you explain it? Do you accept what I'm saying and many members of the wider community, or do you think the explanation is a good one, Stephen, from Department of Infrastructure?
Why don't they put a sign at the same place saying no right turn? So they could...
The simple way of resolving it is to have an arrow and with city centre on it pointing straight on before you come to that junction with Chichester Street. Just, in fact, outside the law courts. Outside, probably much better, outside the Laganside courthouse.
Well, look, what you're a local councillor, so you've engaged with the Department of Infrastructure, it is, isn't it? What type of reception have you had from them?
Well, I left a message for them, but no one has got back. And I'm hoping that they will. But furthermore, they must now be aware that there's been a mistake made. And it's obviously on the plans. The contractors are only carrying out what they have been instructed to do. So the problem lies with Department for Infrastructure.
Well, as you say, tourists and those people... Look, it's not just tourists, is it, Jim? There are people from outside of Belfast, and we've talked about this before, who, with the combination of these bus lanes and everything else, they find it very difficult to get around. In particular, this area, never mind tourists, I find it difficult when I'm driving to the BBC in the mornings, when you're coming along that road, you can very easily be in the wrong lane, which is presumably why the Department of Infrastructure are trying to help with road markings here.
Yes, but they're certainly not helping by having a narrow pointing in a right direction rather than straight on. It's confusing enough.
Well,
you've just said.
Do you know what we will do? We will get someone down to that area, and we'll do a mini focus group, and that we'll ask people, pedestrians along that area, who presumably some of them will be car drivers as well. Well, how would they interpret that sign? And let's see how the ordinary man and woman in the street, Jim.
Absolutely, that's fine.
Interprets that. Is that all right?
That's fine. Appreciate it very much, Stephen.
Here, Jim, Martin wants to ask you a question, Jim, before you
yes.
go. Morning, Martin.
Morning, Stephen. Jim.
Good morning, Martin.
Morning, Jim. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
I'm in the city centre. Telling you, turn right for the city centre.
Yes.
You're a counsellor, you answer me that question.
What's your question, Martin?
Why is there a saying in the city centre to tell you to turn right to the city centre? It's like being in the zoo, standing looking at the monkeys, and there's a big sign that says, zoo this way.
No, with respect, Martin, it's to let people know where the heart of the city centre of Belfast
yes,
is.
Yes, you're in the heart of the city centre. Chichester Street is the heartbeat of Belfast city centre.
Yes, but I think it is important that there's a saying on the lane, but it's not
point.
Clear the way the sign has been marked.
Yes, so it's the centre of the centre.
You're in the city centre, and there's a sign telling you to go to the city centre.
Well, you'll see that on a number of roads in Belfast
where?
And other cities and towns.
Where, Jim?
Town centre or city. Well, I could take you around Belfast and show you similar signs, but they don't have a narrow pointing in the wrong direction.
Yep. What similar signs? Tell me one.
Well, there's signs in Crummock Street. There
right.
would be signs on the Dublin Road. There's
right.
there's numerous signs. Great Victoria Street.
Right. But that's not the city centre, Jim. You're talking about the heartbeat of the city centre.
Well, it is. You're coming in to let people know exactly which direction to go in for the city centre.
Jim, you're not listening to me.
I am listening to you, Martin.
Jim, you're talking over the top of me. Listen to me what I'm trying to tell you. Belfast City Hall is in the centre of the city. Is it? Yes or no?
Absolutely. Dead centre.
Chester Street is run past the City Hall, doesn't it?
Yes.
Right, well then, so why is there a sign at the bottom of Chester Street telling you City Centre? Jim, you know what?
I pay
my rates. There's nearly £1,500 a year for my rate. I wouldn't let the councillors boil a pot of spuds for me.
Well, that's most unfortunate. I think you've been very hard on me.
You are being very hard there now,
Thanks
Martin.
Thanks very much for wasting my money.
Now, Martin, you're a bit... Well, Jim Rogers is objecting to this particular sign.
Sure.
Come on, you're being hard.
Listen here, busy. So I'll see you after Slamakara.
Good morning. Robert, the taxi driver. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Stephen.
How are you keeping?
I would like to ask Jim... does he think it was a good idea doing away with that bus lane? Because I don't think it was a good idea because it was very good for the buses and the taxis to go right down that.
Well, see before we get on to that, Jim Rogers, there's someone calling in here saying, why is there a sign on the BBC building saying BBC? Anyway, back to the bus lanes. Go ahead.
Robert, would you be a taxi man by any chance?
That's correct. Then why I drive a public hire vehicle.
Robert's the most famous taxi driver in the country.
I know, and he and I are very good friends. We may have some disagreements over the black cabs, the public taxis.
That's right, Jim.
We do work together in the interest of the whole of Belfast.
Jim, you were always the sheriff of Belfast. I've always seen you as the sheriff, you know.
He could go up the bus lane on his horse.
Now you're talking lumps. He's not in front of me, you know.
Anyway, what's your question, Robert?
My question is they shouldn't have done away with that bus lane. Jim's probably right. They've confused everybody now. The bus lane now has been turned into... They've done away with the bus lane, so you can go straight on now.
Have they done away with the bus lane?
Sorry?
Are you sure?
I'm not sure. I'm positive, Stephen. They put the bus lane over to the far left where the waterfront is.
That's correct. That's right.
You know, and that's where they've made the mess. They should have left. You know, it's like a boat. If a boat's going all right, why start rocking it? You know, Jim's right about all the different signage and they're confusing people. But my point here is they should have left things as they were because that bus lane was a right turn only. Now they've done away with the bus lane. It's straight on. You can head into Crummidge Street or you can turn right into May Street. They are made confusing for the travelling public. There's no doubt about that.
There you go. You've got a supporter, Jim.
Oh, I've always had a supporter in Robert, even though what I said a few minutes ago, we might not always see eye to eye with each other, but we're still good friends.
Vindy in Belfast. Morning, Vindy.
That's right, Jim.
Stephen.
Yes, Vindy.
Like Robert, I'm a taxi driver.
Yes.
But I think it's a good idea that they moved it over to the far left, because you see when it was in the middle, the right-hand lane was just for turning into May Street, but now it has freed up that other lane. And it's more accessible for other cars to get in there, and the traffic is moving quite quicker than what it was, you know. Now, the way the bus lane was just for the black taxi drivers, but just freeing it up now for everyone.
Anyway, listen, I'm sure all three of you, Councillor Rogers and Robert the taxi driver and Vindy the taxi driver, I'm sure you'll be most interested in Stephen and Antrim's contribution this morning. Good morning to you, Stephen.
Good morning. Well, tell me, who won the fight last night?
What do you mean?
Well, the fight down there at Fantasy Island.
You're going to have to explain this to the public.
Well, I think you were busy doing that last night, certainly by your Twitter feed, because apparently you locked yourself out of your own house and had to go all the way back to Belfast for a set of keys. So
I had a... If I share... Councillor Rogers, you'll be interested in... And the tittle-tattle around my life. If I share yesterday, all right, I had a horrible day yesterday in the BBC. I just didn't enjoy any of it. And it was a long day. It was a horrible day, Jim. You get some of those days, don't you?
Of course we all do.
And so I walked out of the BBC and I thought to myself, thank God I'm getting home. Right? I just, thank goodness. So I drove whatever it is, all of those miles down to Fantasy Island to get into my house, but I couldn't. because I'd left my keys in the BBC. So as only I could, I started fighting with myself. I sat in the car in the pitch dark and I refused to move. And this is true. I was so furious with myself. I refused to move and sat there for about 3/4 of an hour, Jim. Just stationary, not knowing what
to do.
Good
morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Robert.
Stephen, where didn't you get a taxi to pick up the keys at the BBC and drive it down to Fantasy Island?
You think I could afford that, do you?
why did you not book into a hotel? There's a number of hotels in that part of the world that you live in.
Are you mad? Much would that cost me? 100 quid or something?
Up with your name, I think you might have got it for about £25.
Always nice to
breakfast.
Always nice to talk to you all. Thank you very much indeed.